This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's the quote of the week. It's from the world's biggest private sector coal company. Begin quote, "We may not have sufficient liquidity to sustain operations," end of quote. That suggests Peabody Energy may be the next big coal company to go bankrupt and declare Chapter 11, and it must be said that that chapter is pretty full as the coal mining business goes through what one analyst calls its hour of reckoning. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on the story from the Sustainability Desk.
Here's the difference 5 years makes. In 2011, Peabody Energy stock flew over 1,000. It bet big on mine purchases in Australia, says analyst Christopher Inton at Morningstar.
It paid full price for these, and they used a lot of debt to do so. That's basically the debt that they're dealing with now. You buy something at the peak market, use a lot of debt, and the market collapses.
Now, coal prices have fallen 60%, and Peabody stock is down to 2. The commodity bust has withered demand. U.S. production could hit a 30-year low, says the Energy Department, which also thinks cheap natural gas will surpass coal for the first year ever. And Peter Marsters at the Rhodium Group says there's a more hidden problem, a shrinking China market for a type of coal that makes steel. It's more profitable.
It's just worth a lot more. So any decline in that market will have a comparatively greater impact on a lot of these companies' revenues.
Many analysts think the firms in bankruptcy will shrink, but they won't go away. But some of their financial obligations could. In court, at least one big company has canceled health insurance payments to retirees. Another is trying to do something similar. Andrew Cosgrove is with Bloomberg Intelligence.
It's kind of a back and forth where they say, okay, we'll chop part of the pension obligations off and, you know, rework the labor contract so you guys can keep your jobs, the company can continue to run.
Then there's a question of cleaning up mines when they shut down. For now, most are still open during bankruptcy. The question is, who holds the bag if a company liquidates? I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.